Yeah, thrilled to be back, Lisa. Look, I suppose I went in there in 2000, so between being involved playing and managing, I think about 11 of the last 13 years, I've been, or whatever, 11 or 12 of the last couple of years, I've been involved with the college, and they've given me great opportunities, so delighted to be back there.
And you've a fairly comprehensive backroom team there, plenty of help, and a very strong backroom team.
Yeah, fantastic lads, and look, they're lads I've worked with previously, and they're giving up their own voluntary time, and they're fantastic, all four lads involved directly, and we have a very good backup team as well, with students involved and ex-students involved as well.
Yeah, I think especially in colleges, hurling, there's that kind of, I suppose, camaraderie to it, and that's you've bought into that ethos with your backroom team, you can see.
Well, I think, look, as I said to the players, it's like you are your own supporters, really. Like, realistically, we'll go up to Limerick next on Monday, and there might be only four or five people there from Cork following us. Like, you are your own club, your own supporters. That's it. It's there's no politics comes into it. It's self-driven by the players and the management team.
So before we talk about that opener, generally, how is the prep being going into this with your league form and challenge prep and stuff?
Look, challenge matches have gone quite well. They've been encouraging, I suppose. The whole geography of Fitzgibbon hurling has changed since I was involved in 9 and 10 directly, from the point of view that, you know, inter-county teams are a lot more demanding now. We've very little inter-county players, which has its own benefits, so we would have about 75% of our panel together most of the time to train and stuff, and we've played good games lately against UCC and WIT and Kerry and Mary I, so, and Mayfield as well. So look, the guys have given as best they can.
Good stuff. Let's talk about your panel. It's fairly young, in fairness, Frank, isn't it? But that means that they're quite experienced.
Yeah, we're massively in transition, Lisa. Look, Keith would have said that to me, Keith, when we started, that we have two guys that played, of the 19 guys that played Fitzgibbon Championship last year, we have two guys available.
Okay.
So, no, we won a fresh rider last year, but unfortunately, between injury and maybe moving courses and stuff, we've lost a lot of those guys. So, we're massively in transition, but it's a fantastic opportunity. We've guys maybe inexperienced, but they're extremely hungry for it. And from a point of view, it's a fantastic opportunity to pitch ourselves against top-class inter-county players, which we'll have to do to get out of this group.
Mm. And it might sound condescending to people that wouldn't understand where I'm coming from, but this competition can be... hunger is a big part of it, because you're bringing together players from all over the place, and you know, in the application is a huge factor.
Application is massive, yeah, and spirit within the college, first of all, and spirit within the group. Now, in fairness to Keith Rick, and look, I don't think any, you know, the job he does is fantastic. Look, what he does, he brings, he makes the students take ownership of it, and I think often CIT have won games we shouldn't have won on paper because of, you know, that spirit which he's created and that ethos constantly that's been there in the college. I know we haven't won the Fitzgibbon, but we've been very solid under Pat Mulcahy in recent years, and in all college competitions, due to Keith's direction, we've been very solid. You know, making up for means what we're missing at times.
Mm. And just to look at the panel and the makeup of it then, you have the Cork seniors, Michael Cahalan and Patrick Collins in there, and plenty of all the Cork lads too, of course, but there's lads from Tip, there's lads from all over the province.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've got two Kerry lads probably starting the next day. We have three in total on the panel, and our captain is a Waterford guy trying to break onto the Waterford senior team, but he's a top class guy, Michael Kearney. With a couple of Limerick lads thrown in as well, so it's a nice shake up. It's probably backbone by Cork, probably Cork club players, to be honest with you.
Good stuff. So the opener is against no less than UL. That's a tough task on your first day and you're away as well.
Yeah, that's probably an understatement, Lisa. Look, it's for me they're favourites for the competition. Look, I think 1-35, I think they've all inter-county, so a minimum of playing under 21 with their county. So like, they probably have the next 15, their intermediate team is as strong as you get in the country as well. But at the end of the day, they have to pick 15, we have to pick 15. And we go up there, you know, it's an opportunity, that's the way I look at it. You know, we're completely up against it, but it's an opportunity, and to pit ourselves probably for the latter two games of the group, where maybe our chances may be a bit greater, but we have to take go up there and take it full board.
It's NUI Galway and DCU St. Patrick's are the other group games. Which of those is home, or are they both?
We have NUI in the last game at home, so hopefully, look, we can go to UL and put in a very good performance, maybe even get a result. But St. Pat's then would be a do or die game in Dublin, and then hopefully we'll have something to play in the last round against Galway.
Yeah,
anyway, Galway, we have a fine side. They're hosting the competition this year, so I'd imagine they're very keen to get over the line and be involved in their own competition.
Great stuff, great stuff. Look, Frank, the very best of luck to you. Tuesday starting off anyway, and I'm sure we'll speak again throughout the campaign.
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you. Yeah.
And as you mentioned then, being back with UCC, next week's a big week for you. First round of the Fitzgibbon Cup, and you've UUJ down in the Mardyke.
Yeah, UUJ, you're definitely liking this real big year for us, I think. Well, it's my last year personally at UCC, but I think the last year has been very disappointing for us. We didn't even get out of our group. And I think this year we're really kind of really focused and really looking forward to the game Tuesday. And Jordanstown will be a big test. I think we've UCD in the group too, and Jordanstown beat UCD in the league, and they're going to be a tough team. We're under no illusions too, and sound them out like a Tuesday, and I think fellas are looking forward to it, like, and we're really kind of, you know, hopefully get a good fist campaign going this year, like, you know what I mean. But compared to the disappointment for the last couple of years,
that opening game is must win really though, isn't it, when you have two away matches in the group otherwise?
Oh yeah, definitely must win, like, you know, it's on the merit, like 2 o'clock. It's definitely a must win in our own patch. Like, we need to start the year well. Like, and even if we could be, like, even winning two games mightn't be enough in the group. You don't know how it goes. I think we were caught before, was it last year, the year before, on goal difference. Like, so you just can't. It is really a must win, like, against Jordanstown. Like, and we know they'll be bringing a good team down. They're a tough side. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. Like, definitely a must win game.
And you don't just bring experience from Cork, because you've got a good spread of players from different counties and very strong club players. And
yeah, definitely. Like, you know, you've the likes of Joy, real experience, like, in the county players from Tipperary, like Mikey Breen, Seamus Kennedy, like Waterford, like, you know, lads like, with name names, with George, Jamie Barron, they're all started this year, like, you know, Conor Gleeson, and they're all, you know, we're a good close bunch. Obviously, we're all from different counties, like, you know, we're all very good friends at UCC, and I think, you know, we have a good spread, and it's all about, just all about, college is all about working hard, all about getting together, like, because, you know, you've seen it, like, the years, like, it's not the team with the best kind of players or the big names, it's teams that work hard, it's teams that the closest knit group, like, and I think, hopefully now this year, like, you know, things will go well, and that we're just looking forward now to getting the first game and getting the, hopefully getting the win under our belts.
Great stuff. Well done. Good luck in that, and well done tonight.
Yeah, thank you.